lay. What's up? Yeah.
Yeah. Kayla's in the building.
Yeah. Alright, already the show goes on. All night till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the thunder? Just remember when the time of the show goes on. Nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Don't even put your hands up. In times it's hard you stand up. Oh, you be the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.
There. Three in the air for the kids in the ghetto. Four for the kids that don't wanna be there. None for the niggas tryna hold them back. Five in the air for the teachers not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the niggas holding back, that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys. I'm rapping around the world for Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour, Oakland out to Oakland, Gaza Strip to Detroit. Say hip hop on and destroy. Tell them look at me, boy. I hope your son don't have a gun and never be a D-boy.
Already the show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the thunder? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on. Alright, already the show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the thunder? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
So no matter what you've been through, no matter what you into, no matter what you see when you look outside your window, brown grass or green grass, picket fence or barbed wire, never ever put them down. You just lift your arms higher, raise them till your arms tired. Let them know you there, that you're struggling, surviving, that you gon' persevere. Yeah, ain't nobody leaving, nobody going home. Even if they turn the lights out, the show is going on.
All right, already the show goes on all night till the morning. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the thunder? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on. Alright, already the show goes on. All night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the thunder? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
Try this shit again. This is the second attempt trying to tape this fucking podcast. I'm your host, Sam. Just Talk with Sam podcast, as always, got. Got here, we doing a mobile show. Because I want to check in on my man, Biggs. Check in on my man, Ike. Say what's up, y'all.
What's up? It's your boy, T-Biggs. How about your boy? You know, just say what it is. Kill
him. What up, though?
Last time I was here, she was fun. Not on bullshit.
It's a good time.
Good time.
Yeah.
Very gay. Let's just cut the boy. It got gay quick. And I'm just gonna answer a question I got from this. It's two questions in one. From the last show. The question said, Sam, are you gonna do the radio stunts again? And actually you got a little fan mail.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, not from no girls or nothing, but you got a
little I don't wanna hear that shit then.
No, my man said something. I should have came to you. I forget his name, but I read it a while ago. He was just like, case in point, you cool, they like your point of view. But just say no homo before and after every fucking thing you say.
And that shit be pissing me off, cause
just say no homo.
Man, fuck that shit. I ain't gay.
We don't.
But
motherfuckers wasn't saying no homo like 2, 4, 5 years ago. No, until motherfuckers like hurt.
Don't shoot the best.
Man, what the
don't
fuck?
Shoot the best. Motherfuckers wasn't saying that shit.
Alright, I got a way to just solve both of those. As you notice, I don't have Cap Morgan with me. And the second question, it was about the radio stunts. They're like, Sam, when you gonna do some more radio stunts? And we'll do it this show. We'll have a perfectly legitimate show. But here's what we're gonna do.
What's that?
I made a quick stop on the way here. I had to stop on my favorite liquor store. And there's no... surprise, surprise. Sam, right. Drink it. So, here's what we're going to do.
Got your Fago bottle?
No. We're a little bit more blatant this time. It's sad. Ain't nobody here. This is a bottle of Jose Cuervo.
Sure
just
is.
To bring back... Just to bring back the radio stunt. Anytime throughout the duration of this podcast, if Ike says anything remotely gay, I take a shot. And Biggs, you gotta keep me honest. That sounds like a bet.
I got you.
Like, you gave up beer for Lent. I don't understand how the fuck you did that. Still don't.
Man, I had to do it.
Why? Why did you have to do it? You couldn't have gave up anything else.
Well,
you couldn't have gave up anything else.
Fucking give up my kids, that would have been sweet.
Gave up anything else for 40 days. Suckers, I couldn't have took that bet, giving up drinking as a whole, but beer maybe.
I mean, you gotta think though.
I would have picked something else.
I'm drinking beer at least every other day.
Every other day. Like, wait. You should have picked something so nobody would have, like...
Hell no, I ain't picking weed.
You should have picked something.
You pick weed, you mess up. It would have been more to your standard.
Or if you were trying to hold people, you should have picked something you just don't have. All the time, like pussy. You should have just gave it up.
Man, that shit is...
I give it up. For 4 years. For 40 days.
40 days.
I just give it up. Like, it was coming anyway. But anyway, that's the rules of the game. For the rest of this podcast, keep me honest. If this nigga say anything near gay,
you ain't gonna even have a drink.
Okay. Alright. It's right here.
Got the
little dollar store shot glass.
This is a half pint.
Huh?
That's a pint, man.
Something tell me I don't need a bigger bottle for the show. Something tell me I don't need a bigger bottle.
Man, whatever, man. I'm cooling right now.
You cooling right now.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Biggs, what's going on with you? I like coming in, checking in with y'all. What's up with you, man?
No shit, same old, ain't nothing changed. Oh yeah, I'm going to your school.
What, Eastern?
Just verbally committed.
Why the fuck are you going to Eastern?
Damn, you
I left for a reason, I mean, shit.
Yeah, expected anything else from Sam, nigga?
I love it when I was there, but like, there's no other reason to go there. The homes, they grew up. They all old and beat up. No, they ain't drinking as much as they used to. Why are you going? You hooping for them?
Yeah, I'm hooping.
Congratulations. You are the goddamn star of the team, nigga. You are the fucking star of the team.
Just signing.
Look, I've been to a couple of their guys. Nigga, they passed me the ball, and I was in the fucking stands. Congratulations, nigga. You are the star of the team. This is your shot to the NBA right here.
I'm gonna have to do my thumb. We gonna win. You know what I'm saying? Wherever I go, I like to win. So.
Yeah. You the LeBron. Here's what you go do. You go surround yourself around a bunch of fucking losers and look that much better. Congratulations, dog.
Good job, man.
Good job. That's a good move. Signing with them. That's a good ass move. Like the big fish in the small pond. That's what you are, nigga. You the big fish. You king bass, nigga. That's what you are. Alaska fucking snow crab right here.
That's that nigga.
We wearing green and white again.
Green and yes, it does suck. The only thing Eastern had going for was collegiate women's volleyball. That's all we had. We whooped the shit out of you in fucking women's volleyball and fucking men's diving. That's all we had.
Man's diving.
That's all we fucking had. We had this Greg Louganis wannabe.
Yeah, we were pretty good track runners too, though. When I was in high school, I knew about their track team.
They track, dog.
Track team
Let me tell you something.
Track team run a Mac.
Yeah, they track team run a Mac, but
there's so many other better people. I mean, I'm not shitting on them because they don't get an effort. I'm shitting on them because they suck. Period. That's it. I'm coming to you as a fan, or a former fan, alumni. I have the shit. I have yet to go to one alumni game. Why would I drive that far just to be disappointed? I wouldn't even say disappointed, just to know some shit I already knew.
Well, it's gotta change now, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's gonna change. We got big, so they get points on the board. Sort of.
Hey, them niggas gonna win the conference next year.
Yeah.
My nigga on the squad, watch.
Definitely. And it's on record.
Yep.
It's on record.
It's on record, I said
it. I just said it.
Alright, what? You just said it's on the podcast. Hey, if y'all win the conference, good shit.
Yeah, we gonna pull this up, nigga, a year from now. Around this time in March.
Around this time in March, we'll listen to it. Like, you can listen to all the other shit on the fucking show.
They'll be losing in the first round. Like, on Thursday.
Dog, if y'all lost the first fucking round.
You know they gonna lose the first fucking
if
round.
If they lost the first round.
That's still
I wouldn't get like mad Jimmy. At them for losing the first round. Because they made it there. That's what I'm saying. Hey. Alright, let me tell you something. You ain't never seen a fucking Eastern Michigan jersey at a fucking foot action. And that's not a mistake, nigga. You didn't see, you don't see it there for a reason.
So you don't see Centrals neither. Or U of D's, nor
I've seen more U of D's just out in the
world. Well, I see U of D's.
I've seen more U of D's out in the world than I've seen.
You don't see OU's, you don't see Western, only thing you see is Michigan and State.
I ain't no niggas who still wearing jerseys.
Congratulations, man. You made it 8 minutes and you didn't say anything gay yet. That's alright, baby. I feel good. Because I thought you was going to give it to me. You're like, I know niggas still wear jerseys.
You just said something gay, though.
Huh?
Yo, I
thought you were going to give it to me.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah. Alright, does it count if I say something relatively gay? Alright, fuck it. So if me or him say something.
Period. I'm not going to say nothing.
Hey, this nigga just like, if I just
that's
shut
why
up.
Quiet,
if I just shut up. If I just shut up.
You
kind of
wonder how many words he said.
I'm just chilling. I'm not going
to
talk.
I mean, I'm not. He's talking to you. Let y'all converse.
Hello.
What's she look like?
That's pretty much going on as far as Big's career goes at Eastern Michigan. One thing.
Eagles, baby.
Yeah, Eagles. Eagles. We kind of touched on this a bit off mic, but the sex offender app. You get that yet on your phone?
Oh, yeah,
I thought about it.
Why? That shit is the scariest shit in the world, eh?
That shit crazy, dog. You can be a fucking sex offender on anything.
You can be a sex offender.
If you take a piss outside, you can be labeled as a fucking sex offender. You can be labeled as the same thing as a nigga that raped a fucking 13-year-old girl.
That's why you should just kind of like everything is a case-by-case basis with sex offenders. It is. It has to be. Yeah. Because my man went to jail. Someone in St. Clair Shores. He went for fourth degree rape. I didn't know. If you can break down rape that many times, okay. What is rape? You could just say, apparently you can do whatever you want, and now it's rape.
Yeah.
And you go to jail for it.
It's like, bitches get so much.
It's so much, man. It's just like, okay. If you. Fourth degree rape, how they broke it down for him was the girl was 16, mm-hmm. And the dude was 13. And he's banging a 16-year-old. First of all, exactly. That's immediately where I went. I was like, oh, okay. Good for him.
Right.
Good for him.
They should be raped on her behalf. Like,
and
she should be getting charged.
And everybody was okay with it. It was just the age thing. And I don't even understand if it's 13 and 16.
She's in the 10th grade, and he's in the 7th grade.
Still, good for him, man.
7th, 8th grade.
That's why I wish they bring back some old school rules. I wish they brought back
you want to marry a 16-year-old?
Not like you want to marry a 16-year-old girl or nothing. It's just, I wish they bring back some of the old school rules where you could talk your way out of it instead of cut and dry.
Really?
Like, I don't know if you remember this, for a while ago, you used, sort of, if your cop was cool when they patrolled the neighborhood, you could drink and drive. You can be buzzed at cops and say, like, hey, you going straight home, or hey, you going this. Say yeah, don't let me catch you, blah blah blah, and you out.
Yeah, Shit. All you gotta do is be a Mason and they let you go too.
Well, shit though, but not a sex thing. I think sex is the hot button now. Just like, alright, like Big said, if you pee outside, somebody see you, you somehow rape them.
You somehow harass them.
It's offensive for them to see Yo Johnson. And meanwhile, they can just look away and everything is fine. Everything is fine if they just not look shit.
Right.
At all.
And speaking of last show, didn't you do 187? Detroit 187? Did you do it?
Yes, I did. 0.6 seconds. 0.6 seconds. It was me. No bullshit. I almost broke my damn DVR to see me. It was me. Man on cell phone, number 6. All I did was have a little burner cell phone. And you see me just kind of like in the background, while, like out of focus, mind you. And they're focusing on, like, they focusing on the crime. And you just see me walking past. It was such a little role, they didn't even put me in the credits at the end. You know, at the end when they say, like, this, they talk about guest stars. It was pizza delivery guy.
They didn't even say
something. It didn't even say my name. It's just like, it didn't even say man on cell phone. So, I broke my fucking DVR.
Just to see
damn near. Because I kept having to stop, pause, rewind. And I'm just like, I called my girl in. Look at me. That's not you. Is it? It was a lot of, is it? And we watched it in like fast motion for like 20, 25 times. That is you, kinda.
Kinda.
It was so little where you couldn't see my, where you had to know me to recognize me.
I thought your girl would know you though.
Once again, you had to know me to recognize me. It was that bad. And she got on mic like the day after we did the podcast. She was like, you wasn't on the show. You were just hating as much as you could. I assure you, I was on the show.
Oh.
That's the only thing I can say. It can't hold water, but I assure you, I was on the show.
I ain't see shit, bro.
Man on cell phone, number 6.
Six.
Out of an hour-long show. So, if you break it down, every 10 minutes, there was a man on cell phone just walking past in the background. So, it's 5 other niggas like me. Who just like, look, that was me! Really, real talk, no, that was me!
Yeah, dude was counting shit. Yeah.
It's just, alright. No, it wasn't like we was in order or some shit. It was just like, they'd show a street scene. what the fuck what did you think? We were all just walking in line. We were walking in line, man. You can just count them.
At the beginning of the movie, you know what I'm saying? They show somebody on the back of the cell phone, they walking, you know what I'm saying? They walking. You see them for 0.2 seconds.
No!
Then later on in the movie, you see the second guy. Alright,
when have you ever done that? In any movie? That nigga in the background on the cell phone. That nigga has a cell phone. Do you know how many people it is just pretty much walking past for you to get lost in it? Mine was on. My scene was by Cass Corridor.
Okay.
So, first of all, there's a lot of niggas just there. Just to be there already. So what they do, they have whatever's going around in the background. They can't control that. Mm-hmm. But like the block itself, they can control. I was on the block. They'd be on in the 4. Like if the camera was right there, they like maybe 2-3 feet in front of the camera. Mm-hmm. I'm on the other side of the street. I want to cross the street, hold the cell phone up to my ear, and I have to walk past. While they're focused on them.
Did they give you a cell phone to use? Or you had
Yes. Okay. They gave me like a little Nokia. Like They gave me a Nokia. No, it had a stick. It was a flip. It was like a track phone.
It was like a track phone.
Damn.
It was activated. It was on. You could call people. You could dial people.
It must have been somebody's phone. Man.
It was probably somebody. It was like, hey, just take this shit, nigga. Just go ahead and walk across the street.
They couldn't even give you an iPhone.
They didn't give me a Windows. They didn't give me an Android. Yeah, they gave me the old Flip Boy.
They gave you a Detroit 187 shirt, didn't they?
Yeah, I got a
I didn't get a shirt. I got the bag. I got a bag.
That's nice.
And like a gift certificate.
Speaking of bags, where could I find me a Nike bag at?
A Nike bowling bag.
Why the fuck?
I'm about to get.
Is Nike. Anyone bowling for Nike? Do they have bowling
that's
shit?
That's what we trying to do. Talking about
do they have shit
that's
bowling for?
That's what we trying to do.
A Nike bowler.
We could be like the first Nike team.
Hell yeah.
So y'all would be. Y'all would be the first niggas on Team Jordan. Nah, nigga, we bowl.
Maybe it's the team Ike and Ty.
Nobody. You ain't even gonna try to do Team Jordan bowling.
Jordan don't bowl. Team
well, right shit, here. Derek Jeter don't play basketball, but somehow he on Team Jordan.
Jordan played.
Right. So all right. That's my point. If they made bowler shoes, but they was Jordans, still wear them and go out there and be part of Team Jordan.
Yeah, get dog ass Jordan bowling ball. Jordan shoes.
Hell yeah.
Jordan wrist, you know what I'm saying? A little wrist.
What is
Jordan
that called? Tie. It's not a wristband, it's the shit.
What is it called? I forget.
Only thing I know you put on your hand is rosin. I know that shit. It's a rosin bag, so the shit don't. And then you just bolt.
What is it for? What is it for?
Hell if I know. I just see people touching it. I don't know. I don't bowl.
For grip.
Yeah. All right, it makes sense. I just did this shit. I know.
I can return it though, man.
Look, I don't know bowling. I'm not gonna sit here.
I don't know bowling either. I'm just learning.
I'm not gonna sit here and act like I do.
It only take me a minute to learn.
I'm surprised you don't know.
I catch up.
What do you mean? I'm surprised I don't know. I just it's bowling.
You already know. I just started bowling like last month.
It's fun to play. It is the most boring sport in the world to watch.
No, it's not.
With the exception of baseball. I'll take that back. With the exception of baseball.
You're talking to the wrong person because I'll watch any
football. Okay, sell me on bowling right now. Tell me why.
It's not fascinating.
It's not!
But it's more fascinating.
It's more fascinating than baseball.
And golf.
However, bowlers are regular fucking people. They don't have like regular fucking people. They drink beers. They go to job. They have to punch in and punch out before the PBA tour. Like you can fuck up your championship run because your dick of a manager won't schedule you off.
Hell yeah.
You can fuck your shit.
Bowlers come in all shapes and sizes.
Bowlers aren't as they could come from whatever sport. As long as their hands work, they straight.
Look, this thing about bowling.
Mm-hmm.
The fascination about it is, first of all, to see somebody curve, how different people curve and they throw them, how they throw the ball. That shit's sweet.
Yeah,
that shit's sweet.
It's technique to that.
It's a lot of technique.
All right, so it's a technique game. All right, how you stood up, it was like, all right, the fascinating thing about bowling is when they curve the ball.
I'm just saying, you know, chilling. I mean, shit, I'm cool.
Sell me on it. Make me want to be like, fuck, I want to be a bowler. Like, when I watch basketball, I'm like, shit. All right, that was kind of, all right.
That's because you see niggas dunking and shit.
Bowling is never going to be a sport like that.
Bowling is never going to be a sport like that.
Be another
football.
Sport like
football is king.
Like to be
football is king.
Bowling is for the fat kid that didn't make it.
Right.
That's what it's for. Yeah, so bowling is for non-athletic kid. That's the
stereotype.
Bullshit.
Because Ty over here can bowl. Props to my nigga Ty, man.
For sure.
Alright, but the nigga didn't start bowling. Alright, let's cut the bullshit. This nigga play basketball, play a little football. He play other shit. Bowling is a last resort.
Bowling was something
for him to fucking do.
He's not decreasing his athletic ability.
He's not really helping it either. It's just kind of.
Bowling is like a, just another
bowling,
hobby.
He establishes.
Bowling is.
Bowling, he establishes some better mechanics.
Yeah.
Mechanics.
Something else.
Okay, now what can he use those same mechanics in?
Balance.
Alright, can you agree?
A solid base.
Bowling actually kind of made me kind of stronger too. It feel like, you know what I'm saying, lift the weights a little bit. After I get done bowling,
You could say that reason.
It do. Like, every time I get done lift, I'll be like, damn, I feel kind of strong a little bit. Like, when I was bowling
check
for
this
like,
nigga out.
Like about 4 or 5 games straight.
No. You just said it. It was just like, no, you could save that. I was looking at your arms.
Every time.
It doesn't matter. I mean, like, I'm taking a shot. This nigga was just,
he's fine. He's searching.
I am a bit, because I was thirsty as hell. I was like, I know this nigga. I ain't going to give you one. This nigga has shut the fuck up the entire show. All right, let me watch it.
I'm saying, I'm speaking what I'm spoken to.
This nigga, for real though, I bowl like 5 games there. I'm like, man, I start feeling stronger.
Yeah, you do get it's a lot of stress on the body.
I don't know. I don't get it, man. I'm sorry. I see it. I play it because it's a dating game. It's a dating game.
Oh, it's like a nigga that can carry that bitch. Hold up, I swear.
It's just a.
They be like, how you do that? I'm like, what, my skin like that?
It's just a game to play when you're dating.
You can take it to the next. The most fun about it is the amateur tournament.
Can you?
And stuff.
All right. Another thing is like the shit talking. You like any sport you can shit talk in, and
so
like
you really shit talk.
Because that's all you doing is shit talking. Yeah. That's all you doing. There's no action. It's just like, all right, I'm gonna get up and bowl.
All kinds of the action.
All right, because of the action is I bowl. All right, let's say I got a strike.
Right. You use a whole ass nigga. Can you beat that?
You can't beat a strike.
No. I'm talking about if I get a strike, can you match that? Can you beat that? That's all you can say as far as shit talking.
You can talk.
Like football, I knock you on your ass. Get your weak ass up. Shit talking.
So
I dunk on
you. Sport.
Huh?
That's why it's a better sport.
Yeah.
But like I said, bowling
to
is
each his own, man.
Bowling is just a hobby so that everybody loves to doing, but something just better than
it's that. Just and like this shit. Time. This shit I'm doing now. If I had a bowling ball in my head, guess what? I'm a fucking bowler now. I'm talking shit. I just so happen to be on mic. Okay, I have a bowling ball right here. Guess what? I'm a professional fucking bowler now. I'm talking shit, and I'm just sitting down. Okay. I'm an amateur bowler now. I have a bowling ball in my head. I'm sitting there talking shit, and I'm about to have another drink. The second this nigga say something gay. Guess what? I'm a bowler.
I'm an average bowler. You know, I'm trying to step my shit up. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to step my shit up from averaging the 150.
Who are you looking at?
Two.
Who are you looking at? This motherfucker just start looking at us and then turn to nothing.
Make this
big. You're looking into an empty fucking hallway.
He like the person that got the Bluetooth looking.
Yeah.
The Bluetooth like, look, motherfucker.
Look, motherfucker. You're like, yeah, I'm just trying to step my game up. You don't have to sell me, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
That was the point of us talking about it. You said sell you on it.
No, I'm talking about you. No, him. What he was doing was, I'm just trying to step my game up, and I'm bowling. And when I start bowling, I'm going to look this way.
Basically, if you're competitive.
If you're competitive, you can be competitive about anything.
That's the sport. Like pool.
Bowling. I understand pool more than bowling.
I just wish more niggas golfed. Played golf. More niggas.
I don't know about golf, man. Yeah, that whole being quiet and shushing you and shit.
What make a sport really good is, you know what I'm saying, is how cheap and how free it can be. Like, like, you know what I'm saying, with basketball.
Oh,
like,
hell you yeah. You can hoop. All you got to do is buy a ball.
Yeah, all you got to do is go outside. You can go outside.
Yeah.
Dribble the ball all day. Football,
that's why you never.
You just throw the ball.
Right.
I said
the more expensive the sport, the less people will do it. Yeah, because
like golf, nobody want fucking
golf is expensive. Another expensive sport, hockey is fucking
expensive.
Can't fuck with the hockey though.
I mean, fuck the skating thing. Fuck the skating thing. I can learn how to skate, but the shit you got to buy pads.
That's so expensive.
Not only do you have to buy pads. You gotta buy the skates. You have to buy time on the fucking rink. You have to buy
hockey stick.
The most expensive position is the goalie position.
Yeah, because you buying all you using everything, and you got more than everybody else.
Yep.
Like, but I understand hockey more than bowling.
And you know, it's
because
the less black people go.
Yeah.
The less black people. You know what I mean?
But
that's why we need to have like a.
PAL League for hockey.
There's a PAL League for hockey. And it got, you know, kids in the inner city.
In the urban city?
Yeah. Because they ain't paying for the shit.
Fucking Alpena.
I'm not saying here, nigga. I'm just saying it's some available. It's some available, but it's just not here.
Man, wrong. Nothing but ice.
You have to. You have to. It's like you're not gonna
see niggas playing no fucking. That's what I'm saying. You don't really see too many playing baseball because the high expensive is.
You know what? Baseball, I can see more.
Baseball is starting to get a little.
Fish your mic.
Better in the.
Yeah.
In the urban cities.
It's starting to become in urban cities more because you don't have to. Oh, it's blindness. All right.
Who is it?
Well, I guess that kind of ends our little sports break with that. I did promise these motherfuckers I will answer real questions next time I was here, because I actually went back and listened to the show. I was like, yeah, let's actually do a real show with these two motherfuckers, and let's try to answer someone's question. And when I say try, I mean, well, just read it out right, and let the chips fall where they may. If any time, you can email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. JustTalkWithSam@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at SamShowTwitter. I don't know if it's at Twitter. Whatever, it's SamShowTwitter. It's at Twitter. Yeah, it's
at him.
At Twitter. Whatever, SamShow Twitter.
Yeah, SamShow.
All right, there you go. First one, first question, come from Shine. Shine, right? How do you spot and or deal with a girl who's a cock tease? I will let my guest go first.
What?
How do you spot a deal with a girl? Spot and or deal with a girl that's a cock tease?
How do you?
Okay. All right. This nigga don't know. No. You can't spot a cock tease.
Okay.
I can't.
Right off the top.
Uh huh.
If you think she cock teasing, you leave the bitch alone.
Yeah, that's how you deal with it. By right spot. Apparently, this motherfucker don't want this shit to happen again.
Right.
Leave her alone. Stop talking to her.
Okay. So what if you run into another cock tease? What I'm
saying is, the more you not want a bitch, the more the bitch gonna want you.
That has nothing to do with it.
Eventually you become the tease.
Alright, here's the shit.
Reverse the script, that's what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Yeah, you flip the script, but here's how you spot one. That's how you deal with them. That's actually pretty good advice to deal with it. Here's how you spot one. Any girl who does not have female friends, any girl who makes quote unquote promises in the beginning of the relationship, watch the fuck out. Because any girl who promises anything, they don't do that shit. It's just
hell no.
Oh, think about it. When you come in, hey, I don't like other guys because I don't like the drama. Fucking liar.
Right.
She loves
She's
drama.
She's an attention whore. Right off the
she
top.
Loves right. drama.
School me.
So if it come down to
all kinds of interruptions.
But that's why, I mean, that's how you would deal with a cock tease. Alright, that's how you spot what I should say. Anyone who gives those promises, so look for those promises, Sean. You may want to look for shit that says, like, hey, I don't do this all the time. That's a fucking red flag right there. If I ever saw
one, yeah,
I don't do that. Okay, when she say, I don't do this all the time, and nobody asked her, she do that shit all the time, whatever that is. I have personal experiences about that.
I hate when hoes say, what do you think, I'm a hoe?
Yeah. I'm not saying you a hoe, like you on a corner or something.
What you
I'm saying
say,
you
yeah,
wearing the uniform. No.
Right.
You doing hoeish things.
Bitch, you
where
a girl.
It can be
That's
easily.
A situation where you are guilty until proven innocent.
Alright. Let's cut the bullshit. I've had this on the show before. Hoe is the default button to very female. I'm not saying every female is a hoe. That's the
every
default.
Every female is a hoe.
But
every female is not a hoe. A hoe is a girl. I mean,
it's a default. Check it. Okay. Here's a scenario I threw out last. I think I answered this a couple shows ago. You know, how you tell hoes from blah, blah, blah. All right, whatever. But it's like this. The default button to every female is hoe. Mm-hmm. Because you going out with somebody, right?
Right.
You catch them cheat. Right? What you do with
them? Stop fucking with them.
Stop fucking with them. So they become another name in your book. Just another name in your phone. Just another name of wherever you put names to call people, right?
Right.
So, they're a hoe. They're just a hoe. If they want to be dealing with you ever again, they just resort to hoe.
I feel like this.
Now, if they cheat on you. Now, if you cheat on them. Now, let's flip it. You cheat on them. You fuck with somebody else. On them, what happens to them?
They still want your hoes.
There it is. They stay.
They still one of your
hoes. If they stay with you, they just want your hoes.
Nah, I think if she stays, she becomes the main bitch.
okay, you still, alright, main bitch and the CEO hoes, alright? You just, you're the number one hoe. You just the number one hoe. You just the number one.
You higher on the ladder.
Okay, but let's say she leave, right?
Still a hoe.
Let's say she leave. Let's say, like, I'm not, she had a Tyler Perry moment. I'm not dealing with you and your horse shit, and they leave, right?
The Tyler Perry moment, that's the funny part.
Let's say she do one of those moves, right? Right. What does she do? She go with somebody else. She has to start off as a hoe again to him.
Right.
To the doo-doo.
Right.
So the default button is hoe.
Because that's the thought. That is the, right
that's, that is the reset. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules, females. I'm sorry if I offend. Not really. But
right.
It's just the nature of the beast. You have to hit that reset button.
I think that hoe word be used too frequently, though. I think every girl is a hoe. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Every girl is a hoe. Not saying that they, you know what I'm saying, what people may think what a hoe is.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
The actions of it.
Yeah, you just call you a hoe. Just call you another girl. We're going to call you a woman. Just call you a hoe.
Okay, that woman has been with a lot of men.
Right.
It's the same
word.
That's why you call them
black people niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know what I'm saying, you doing anything bad. Like, you doing niggerish things. Just,
right.
Just something you call, you call it.
It's just the name. What's in the name? How powerful is that name?
Next
John
question.
And his fucking thing. Yeah. So I guess that's how you spot and deal with a cock tease. So next question. Alright, I can level with y'all. I like doing it when I had guests on, but I hate the long fucking paragraph questions.
They writing you a story and shit.
All right, I'll read.
Pass me that chart.
You gonna read this shit?
I kind of got to. I kind of made a commitment to read it. All right. Next question comes from Christine.
Christine.
Hello.
Says, I had my first date with a top guy last night.
The fuck is a top guy?
I don't know. I'm just reading.
Top guy, nigga, that's popular. You know, say so got the hoes and shit, that type of nigga.
Okay. Thank you, Biggs.
Okay, first off the top, like who? How old is she? Show,
thank you, top guy who I met online. We really hit it off.
Wow.
And I'm honest, I had to fight my urges to keep from touching him.
Why?
I find him really attractive and had been thinking about him. We have a date again next week, which would be fun. I know I'm going to find it hard not to be over provocative, but I don't want to sleep with him yet, as I think two dates are too soon. When you are both mad for each other, it's acceptable to go to bed. All right, that's one question. That's one, but she shouldn't have ended it with this. I know it may sound like a teenager thing, but although I'm in my 30s, I haven't dated before.
What?
Okay. Let me.
School.
No, y'all go ahead on this one, because I'm holding court on this one. See, if she didn't say that last thing, I was almost with her.
I was with her from the top.
I was almost where you could kind of see, all right, here's what's happening. She's trying to fight her wholeness.
That's what it sounds like.
This is perfect. She wanna give it to my man, but she afraid of something. Someone calling her a hoe, someone saying she gave up. First of all, why would you call a radio show with this? Alright, I take that back. You would call a radio show with this shit because you want advice from a nigga who don't know you.
Right.
So you fighting your wholeness. You want to fuck her.
Whoever
the top guy. Let's call him top guy. She called him top guy. No one can hear you, bitch.
You're not on the mic, though.
No one can fucking hear you.
Nigga like me, you know what I'm saying? I'm a top type. You know what I'm saying? Top flight nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Alright. And what my man is doing. Here's what my man is doing that she going with. He know this shit.
Right.
He know it and he being cool with it. Because like me, every female has this internal fucking struggle.
Mm-hmm.
They want to fuck, can't fuck. And that's what this whole question is about.
And the problem with you not fucking is because you just, in your head, for some reason, you think, like, I can't fuck. Fuck, bitch. Just go fuck. Ahead. He already want to fuck.
He already know. Because if you All right, first of all,
if you came, if you came to the date banging and shit with a nice fat ass or whatever, however you working look, it, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And this top flight nigga you talking about, he already want to fuck just off of sight. Men go off of sight, not off that emotional shit.
And
we go off sight.
She kind of mentioned it here. I'm glad you said. She said we both kind of mad for each other. Is it acceptable to go to bed with him?
Yes, it is acceptable.
It's acceptable.
But you know,
you know what? You're doing him a disservice not doing it. Now,
right. No, not really. You know what I'm saying? If she kind of like hold off a little bit longer, the nigga gonna want her more.
Okay. Now, here's why I kill it.
No, fuck that. I'm killing that right now. Okay. Because if he a top flight nigga like she say he is, he probably already fucking somebody else anyway.
Okay.
He probably just looking for something more serious.
Let's say he isn't.
Let's do that.
Let's say he isn't. If he isn't, her last sentence killed it. She said, "I know it may sound like a teenager thing, but although I'm in my 30s, I haven't dated in a while like this before." I put like this. If you in your 30s, shut the fuck up.
Right.
You have no room for discussion at this point.
Shut the fuck up.
You have no room. Like, if you was 19, 20, all right. And I'm saying this is me personally. If you 19, 20, and you playing as hard to get, this kind of bleed into the cock tease shit we was just talking about a minute.
Right.
If you was doing that, I would kind of play with it a little bit. If you pass 24, maybe, no, I give you 25.
25.
If you pass 25, stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it. You want to fuck, take off
Christina,
your pants.
See, I wouldn't know. Her name Christine is 30, Christina.
So that's what I'm saying. But at 30, all right, think about the women you deal with now.
The women I deal with now, that's the type of shit I deal with.
You deal with, that's like, that. You deal with that now. Yeah. Now, would you take that shit from a 30-year-old? Would you take those 30, type of games
see,
from a 30-year-old,
I notice the older women I fuck with, the more, you know what I'm saying, the more they about that shit.
That's my point.
If she's in her 30s, then she should be more of
thank you, Biggs.
You shouldn't have to play the games that I have to deal with now.
Right. Yeah, so this 30-year-old, it needs to be known, it ain't nothing wrong with tricking. Because that's basically all you leading to is just tricking.
Okay. Because
y'all done went out. Yeah, I assume he bought dinner.
I would imagine.
And you should have gave up the pussy because he was tricking for it.
Okay. Yeah. And let's go back to Christine.
Yeah,
let me focus on the more female, the biological clock side. Female.
She ain't got no
female. She's like close to death. Let's just be honest with ourselves. All right, look. Let me explain something. Okay. The value, if pussy was money, the prime time to cash in your stock is about between the ages of 19
Not
and
true.
22.
Not true.
Hold on, I'm just saying. The prime time.
I'm saying, but this is how you gotta put that. Because I know where you're going.
Yeah.
This is how you gotta put it. The prime time for a woman.
26 is too late, man.
A prime time for a woman that's 19 to 25 is for a guy that's 35.
Okay. 40. I'm just saying from my point of view.
From your point of view.
From my point of view, prime time now is about 19, 23. I give you 23.
Right.
If you in 30 land, shit starting to fall apart. It ain't as tight as it was. It's
it
not as loose.
Chick, yeah,
it's not.
It depends on the nigga that's looking at her. You know what I'm saying? Nigga like me, I like a lot of meat on the chick bones.
Okay. We're not talking about the hurt. We talking about the part. Just the pussy.
Oh, the pussy.
Just the part itself.
The older they get, the tighter it is.
No. The older it is, drier. That's not tight.
It's the wrong ones, though.
It's not tighter. It's not. It's just. I can't. Well, like, all right. I wish we could cut on this TV right now and just see it brought on Maury. I can't have kids. So that's why when you look at the shit, you don't have time to play these games. You don't have the time to dick tease because let's face it, you don't have it in you. You biologically don't have it in you to just barter with pussy, because what you bartering with is not something anyone won't. Not oh, except Ike. I'm sorry, Ike loves old pussy.
So any old listeners like that? How you pointed to yourself? How you pointed to yourself? Like,
saying cougar. Every time I tell them a bitch,
how you do? How you just pointed to yourself? I was like,
she sounds like a cougar. She may sound like
she ain't a cougar because she's 30. Cougars are about she's a MILF without kids.
Cougars is about
40 and up, yeah.
45.
What 45, she is.
Man, 45-year-olds are gilfs these days, dog.
No, because even cougars got the balls to just be like, yeah, I just want some dick, or yeah, I just want to fuck, or yeah, I just want to do these things. She ain't even got that. So she is confused. But to answer her question, Christine, just do it. You really don't have a lot of shit going for you. If you're calling my show, look.
Man, don't disrespect.
I'm not disrespecting my show. I'm just
not the show, but
the fans show, always. Haven't you heard this show? I'm not disrespecting.
Yeah, disrespecting, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm just saying. I mean,
don't make them feel uncomfortable. Don't make the other listeners feel uncomfortable.
She's 30.
Whatever.
Save that shit for a 19-year-old. Don't make her feel uncomfortable. Don't make. Okay. If she was 19, hey, let's just be nice. Your nice years have passed you, nigga.
Hell yeah.
People will stop being nice. Now, she's at the age where people are just, all right, we need to see panties. Stop.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we need to see. If she was 19, all right, let's see what you got to say. All right. That's cool. I like music too. Shut up. Just shut up. Alright. I guess we got time for one more question. God damn it. This is one of these paragraph questions. It's even worse when it's from a dude. Strap in. Carl wants to talk.
What's up, Slav?
Carl. I am a 20-year-old university student who works part-time as a tennis coach. When I entered the...
Hold on, Paul.
Yeah, all right.
You got another tennis... That's another tennis somebody...
What are you talking about? The first person was it tennis?
My bad. Go ahead. Finish.
Fuck you.
My bad. I was starting to read, but I was thinking I was reading hers.
You was reading his. Look at you trying to read ahead of questions.
That's the only thing I saw was tennis.
You tripping, man.
20-year-old... I'll just start over. I'm a 20-year-old university student who works part-time tennis coach.
What up?
When I entered the club, I saw a girl behind the cashier. What kind of cashier? I recognized that she was from the same university I am. Changed a few words by picking up my balls from the storage room.
From the cashier. What?
He's in the tennis club, not the club. Like.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Not like the club.
Because
he still work. No, he has to say. Wait, after work. There's a story. After work, I went to put the tennis balls back in the storage room and went to exchange a few more words with her. Just regular chit chat. And then something went very wrong in my mind. I suddenly told her that I'd like to get to know her better and asked to join me for tennis someday. I have never asked a girl out without having planned asking a girl out. I just went with the flow.
Planning.
That's good. That's, you're not fuck. Hold on, let me keep reading.
You're getting older more.
You're getting good. That's good.
Right.
You shouldn't be. All right. Luckily, the girl said yes. I asked for a phone number and called her on Wednesday. Asked if she would be free for the weekend.
He called her on Wednesday.
Yeah, he's calling Wednesday to see what she's doing this weekend. He's trying to kick it with
her. When
did
he get her number?
Huh?
When did he get her number?
God damn, you don't pay attention. I said that the sentence before. I asked for a phone number and called her on Wednesday. It's right here.
So when did he get her number, though? He asked her for a phone number when?
You want to take this shit? Or should I?
He don't know neither.
That's all you, bro.
He don't know neither. That's what I'm saying.
He asked her. He was planning on asking her out. This is the first time he asked her out. He didn't plan it. He just went with the flow. He just straight up asked her. Usually when he planned the shit and how you gonna do it and all that good shit.
So he got a number on Wednesday.
He got a number the same day he talked to her.
What day was that?
He didn't say.
That's what I was asking. But anyways, go ahead.
I'm confused as hell now.
That's what I'm saying. Well, he said he put that in.
Let's just say this was Monday.
Okay.
Because he didn't say when it was.
That's my whole point. You know what I mean?
He didn't say when it was, when this happened. Well, so
I
he
was
asked,
listening. You wasn't listening.
So he asked Wednesday.
Dipset, nigga.
Dipset, nigga. Stupid.
She was going on a trip Saturday and had more work on Sunday. I said, that's cool, and asked how's next weekend, and she promised to text me.
When she,
I see where this is going, but let's, I'm going to just keep going through it. She promised she'd text me when she heard from her boss about her working hours. She sent me a text message later that her boss wasn't at work that day, and she went back. Oh, and she was going to send me a text back when she found out. I told her if she isn't too tired, she should try to call me a little bit later in the evenings so we can schedule a date. I don't like where this is going. That's that scheduling shit. I really don't like where this is going. It's too much. Yeah. Anyway, to cut things short. Oh, now he wants to cut shit short. No, I just read half the fucking page now. Anyway, to cut shit short. The same situation will be at hand tomorrow. She will be working, and I will see her. What will I do? Will I tell her how nice it is to see her? Or she looks pretty? I think I have been a tad too eager between Wednesday and Friday. So he asked her.
Fuck that.
Friday.
Avoid
between Wednesday and Friday. Should I just walk by, pick up my tennis equipment, and leave without saying anything? Unless she says something to me. If I leave without saying much, she probably thinking that I am not that interested after all. I'm really clueless here. Please help. Alright. I can help.
No swear.
I can help him. Now, he started off right, and this is coming from a guy. I've been in his shoes. I didn't have game, but what he has is sub zero game.
Like it's just elevator.
It really did. I've been in his shoes. It did. I felt good. I got a little swag to me, and then I got married.
Got
and
married.
Went
that
shit.
Got
it went
married,
straight
then.
To shit. It went. Like, I still got, I got married guy game.
Oh, okay.
Married guy game is, I can talk to you, but I gotta, like, hold the ring up so it look like I'm not cheating. So, I can say whatever the fuck I want as long as I hold my left hand up like this. Oh, I can say whatever the hell, like, yeah, good bitch, game, get naked. Yeah, girl, get naked. And just hold the ring up.
Yeah, see? Do it too.
Because, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'm not getting anything from this. Look at this. It's shiny. You know? But, yeah, this guy is, like, amateur-level game.
Well, how old did he say he was again?
20.
21.
So, it's... He's 20. So, it's good. He got time. But what he did... All right, first off, he asked for the number. He second-guessed asking for the number. That was his first mistake. Just go with the flow. He said he felt weird about going with the flow. No, man, just go with it.
Get it.
Just get it. He did good, but he kind of like mistaked his way into that. He kind of fucked up. I'm not trying to cut him short. It's just, I know what it is not to have. I wish somebody was just blunt with me. I fucked up a lot worse than this guy. So I know what it is not to have game. His second mistake. Look with bullshit, nigga. Let's just jump right into it. His second mistake. Second mistake is he waited. We don't know if he got it Monday. We don't know.
Right.
We just guessing. But he called her Wednesday to ask for something the weekend. He didn't pick up on the sign. First of all, he planned it so early to the fact that anything could come up. And then she said she was going on a trip on Saturday and had to work Sunday. She was already giving you the spin move.
She was already
right
giving you the spin
then
move.
Then
yeah.
And there. She was, you should have said, fuck it, call me when you're free, and cut your losses. You should have said
what
it.
That's
right
what I did.
Then
I
and
should
there.
Sometimes, yeah, then you should
sometimes,
left it on the flow. Left it on the flow.
If you left it on the flow, like Big said, if you were left on the flow, she probably would have been like, this motherfucker don't need me. She went back to him.
Hell yeah. She would have hit you up. She would have hit you up Sunday like, oh, I'm not working today. I got today off. What up?
Third mistake. Here's what... he said that would... He was too agreeable. He too agreeable. Even when the spin move, he was like, oh, okay. He said, And I quote, he said, "I said that's cool and asked about next weekend." He too happy. Yeah. So not only did he fuck himself this week.
Damn, bro.
Let's say let's say she had to work this weekend. Let's say she did. She wasn't lying to him.
Don't pop up on her.
You already put the bug out there for next week.
Yeah.
And you gave her the opportunity to spin you yet again.
She'll think of something.
And she did it. The text back, like, he texted her. Fourth mistake. He texted her, and she sent him a bullshit text back, saying her boss wasn't at work. I don't know where the fuck. I don't know where the fuck you work, where your boss don't have to show up the day you there, where there's no communication.
He should be at a sense. He should bullshit.
And then on top of that, she said she didn't know where she worked. So
I'm only 20.
So when you worked there was no schedule, there was no. All right, he said behind the cashier. So she work at the same shit he work at. And he work at a tennis club.
Oh, okay.
He's the coach at the tennis club.
So he's going to see her.
He's going to see her. Regardless.
See, what you do is play it smooth like you don't care. Play it smooth like you don't care.
Here's
give
what
fuck.
You. All right, you know, I can help him out. He said, "What should her. I do?" Alright, I think he made one more mistake. I want to read this shit back. No, the texting was the last thing. What he should do, he said, what do we do? Because he got to go to work tomorrow, and he know he going to run into her. Mm-hmm. He know he going to run into
play
her.
Play it cool. That's what you do. Play it cool. Jokes, giggles, or you bring it up. Like, you know
nah,
what I'm
nah.
Play it cool. Act like you don't give
well,
a
yeah,
fuck.
You play it cool, but this is what you do. This is how I will handle this. And to get the girl on you. Play it cool with her. Say, hey, I know you gotta work. It is what it is. Play it cool. But in earshot or sight, another female, any female that works there, I don't give a fuck who
talk
it is.
To the bitch.
Say hi, make a joke. Say, hey,
flirt
you look nice today. Here. Don't flirt, but just kind of just like, yo, hey.
Just make her laugh.
You know, just make her laugh. Say some shit with that. Do it in eyesight of the original girl. Because I've said it. All the time on the show, all females fucking hate each other. They all do. So when she see that, she gonna be like, "Hey, what the fuck?" That's what's gonna go off in her head. Just, hey, dog, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Hold on. He's talking to other hoes in front of me, like I ain't even here. I'm gonna stop. Every female got that little Tyler Perry woman voice in there. I'm gonna stop this shit right now. And what she gonna do? Right. She go probably slob on his nigga dick later on that day. I'm gonna stop it right now. Nom nom nom.
Wow.
I am going to stop this horse shit right now. Nom nom nom. So, what's the nigga there?
Carl.
So Carl. That's all Carl has to do, man. If Carl play it cool like that. He's straight, man. He's super straight.
And it also depends on what you're looking for with
it.
It don't matter.
Don't not say nothing to her.
That's some childish
that's
shit.
Yeah, that's
if you
right
not
there.
Say shit, then it's gonna look like you holding a grudge. Even though you may be.
I would be
a little heated too, you know.
You don't want to show that shit.
You don't want to show it.
You want to make it seem like you don't give a fuck. That's the attitude you gotta have.
See,
you don't give a
this
fuck.
This is what I'm talking about.
That's the attitude you gotta show.
I wish somebody told me this shit. Cause I have been in this nigga's shoes before. I have done the overcalling. I've done the overtexting before. I picked up on it.
I ain't never did no shit like
why?
That.
Hold on. Why? I can't speak for this nigga. But the reason you never did it is because you used to listen to horror stories from me and P-Dub just telling you what not to do, nigga. But I have been, nobody had that talk with me, at least not this blunt.
Nobody had no talk with me.
But I picked up, like, I was a horrible picking up on the signs guy. Like, I would give bitches benefit of the doubts for, like, the word. You name a situation.
I definitely was a horrible picking up.
And I didn't pick up signs. I would give benefit of the doubt.
Maybe
she's
kind of bad at
that. maybe she is busy. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, I know in the back of my head she probably at some nigga place. No. You love that, don't you? Yeah. You know what I
mean? Fuck this.
Nigga wild for that one, dog. What's wrong with that?
Well, I hope we help my man Carl out. Unless you got any more words of wisdom, I mean, I think we helped him out because she playing with this nigga. You know what she was doing. All right, check it. Let's go back. I want to take a little piece out of this.
She really don't like you, bro.
Fuck that, man.
She really don't.
So
yeah,
you gotta make her like you. If you really like her, you gotta make her like
Carl.
You while fucking with another
Here's
bitch.
Carl, fuck that bitch, man. You 20 years old.
Damn, just cut your losses at this point.
But you know what I'm saying?
Here it is. This is what I was looking for.
Hold on. Wait. Mm-hmm. No, if you really want that bitch.
Oh, 20 year old to 20 year old. Okay.
I see what you're saying.
If you really want that bitch, you get her.
I see what you're saying. Don't rape her, nigga. No, if you really want her,
get her.
If
you really want that bitch, nigga, you get
old
that
bitch. Oh, red dot Biggs.
Right.
You do what you gotta do.
Biggs gonna have a fucking red dot over his house and shit.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta stunt. You gotta make the bitch laugh. You gotta make her jealous. You gotta do everything.
You gotta tie her ass up. You gotta put her in the basement, nigga.
Do that shit, nigga.
The issue, I wasn't paying attention like that.
No, Biggs talking about raping
her
this girl.
And calling her too much?
Yeah, he was. That's where it really fucked up.
That's the scenario when you don't pay attention to the bitch no more.
Yeah, that's when
that's,
you don't.
That's the only thing you can do for her.
And when she. Alright. The spin
really
move
her, you can't
was.
Get her through text, though. You have to get her.
You have to leave her the fuck alone.
The spin move.
Don't speak to her.
The spin move was that she was going on a trip Saturday and had to work Sunday. So you, all right?
She spent the nigga for
you. You spent them right there. Not only did you spend them right there, so you didn't even decide that if you want to do the Biggs route and just if you want to go get her, nigga, go get her.
If you want to get her,
you really should have asked more questions right there. Like, who you going on a trip with?
That shit.
Yeah, you should have, like, I'm going on
a trip with my boyfriend.
Okay, so he could look more annoying.
No. It's already spent.
You just open up more conversations.
Yeah, you open up more conversations, so you know what not to do.
Bitches don't even want niggas in their business like that.
So all I'm saying is, then they be like, well, why you ain't in my business? Either way, he was fucked in the beginning. But listen. I would at least got the, hey, who you going out with?
Man.
So if he asked that, he probably knows she probably sucks somebody else's dick. I mean, is she going out of town?
Fuck her, bitch, girl. I'm going
Carl.
With my cousin, a little couple friends.
Carl, yeah, start fresh.
Carl, fuck that bitch, dog.
Carl, look, you play tennis, right? Just go. No, here we are. I ain't trying to hold. Carl, you a tennis coach, right?
Niggas talk shit about me. Just do
some cool tennis shit and win over some business. Like tennis. Can't you do some Federer? Who's my man, Roger Federer, do some Roger Federer shit.
Okay, so you mixing two sports and two different people.
I thought Roger Federer was tennis. Who the fuck is?
It's Sergey Federer and Roger Federer or some shit like
the
that.
The tennis motherfucker, you know what I'm talking about. The person I watched.
Right?
Let me.
Augustine was his name.
Augustine.
Oh shit.
I'm talking about the ball head motherfucker.
Fuck. Tennis, not Augustine, but fuck's his name?
He black?
Nah, hell, dog.
Probably one of the greatest tennis players ever. Winning every time, nigga. White, always got the whole fucking
ball. Andre Agassi. Yeah,
he
there you
the
go.
Best.
Huh?
He not the best.
He one of the best.
Pete Sampras.
Alright, are we going dead or alive with tennis motherfuckers that this nigga will never be?
Right. I'm talking about my life.
McEnroe. McEnroe, fuck it. If you don't do
Arthur
that.
Arthur Ashe, fuck everybody.
McEnroe, nigga.
Arthur Ashe, bitch.
Hell yeah, McEnroe.
I don't know no tennis players, so I'm saying the best because
that's the only ones I know.
Right, that's what I know. You're always on TV, you're always winning, you're always getting the championship, all this, you've been playing for 30 something years.
So can we all agree Carl will never be one of those motherfuckers we just named?
If he was, he'd
have been. Yeah, he would have got the hole. There would have been no email had.
You need to step your game up on the tennis court.
What's the chick?
Christine.
Well, you won't be that guy for Christine, Carl.
Well, no, you never going to be the, what she call him, top guy?
Oh, the top guy.
The top guy.
Like me. I'm a top guy.
Alright.
Crickets.
I got one. I just changed the subject. I think we got time for one more question, I guess.
Yeah.
Alright.
Top guy like me, you know what I'm saying?
At justtalkwithsav@gmail.com. This one comes from Baby Fat?
Okay.
All right, baby fat. So obviously it's female.
Baby fat really ain't baby fat, but okay.
Look, I'm just that's just her name.
I bet you she fat.
Hold on. Yeah. Here it is. Now we kind of touched on this a bit.
God damn it.
Oh, snap. Too soon.
Go ahead, read.
Alright. Down the street from my apartment.
Dipset.
Down the street from my apartment, a gentleman came over my house and knocked on my door to confide with law to tell me he was a sex offender.
What?
Should I move?
Get the fuck out of. Next question. Why are you even asking? Get the fuck out of here.
Should I move?
You got kids? This got kids? If you got kids, get the fuck on.
Should I move?
Get you some,
But should she move? She may like that apartment.
Man, he came to her.
Well, he has to. Government, you have to do that shit. Like, what? All right, let's say you get the red dot over your house, right? What? Let's say you do. You have to tell, I think, everybody within six blocks.
That you're a sex offender?
That you're a sex offender. You got to go door to door. Hey, what's up? I just throw myself under the bus. Hey, what's up? I'm Sam. I am a registered sex offender.
You heard him. He just said it.
I'm not a sex offender. But wait.
Please, I'm not.
Oh, no, wait. Let's just say.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Without me, I don't fuck around kids. I fucking hate kids, man. So.
You know I don't like.
Not all kids. I hate annoying fucking kids, man.
All kids are annoying, you just gotta have a high talent.
See, that's what I'm saying. If you, it's like you saying liquor will never get you drunk. You just gotta have a high tolerance. That's exactly what you just said.
It's not the same thing, dog.
It's just.
It's not the same thing.
Kids.
Look, when you have your own. All that shit you saying right now goes out the door.
I'm sure it do, cause I have to
instantly, nigga.
I have to like them.
Like the biggest thing about it is when you see your girl or your wife go through the struggle of bringing the motherfuckers in the world, nigga. You get a newfound love for the woman that did it. On top of that, you love the fact that the little nigga here not.
All right, what about the little motherfucker down the street who keep walking my goddamn
fuck them
rat?
Niggas.
That's who I don't like.
Get off my lawn.
Like
this nigga's phone.
This
man.
He got a fucking request line.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at him. He's pimping. Hold on, you know, he took the mic down so he can't really say shit.
Right,
covering it. Look at him, dog. He got the hoes. Just like
yeah, he has to fall like
yeah,
what up, baby?
Yeah, what up. Yeah, I'm doing this radio thing, you know, just small time, you know. Radio, fuck, you know, fuck about, that nigga.
Right. I'm a top nigga, you know what I'm saying? Top nigga. I like that. Who said
Christine.
That? Christina. All right.
Top
nigga. Oh hell yeah. Top. Oh, she said top guy.
Top guy.
Okay, for sure.
He's top the top guy.
Damn, I ain't never thought of it like that.
Top guy. I'm just looking at this motherfucker just self-promote himself because no one else will.
Real shit, though.
You cannot get a female to admit that. Hey, is T-Biggs the top guy? Who the fuck is T-Biggs?
Yeah, that nigga. You know, he be thrashing the hoes. He be
I have no fucking proof of this at all. Yeah, T-Biggs. I get a lot of pussy from people you've never met.
Right.
And you'll never see ever.
Right.
In life.
I don't get it.
So don't ask.
I ain't give a fuck about you, dog.
I'm that top nigga, nigga. I play, nigga. Nigga, alright, nigga. Nigga, kill him, nigga.
Alright, you just officially killed the show. I think we can end this shit right now.
I want to know.
Let's talk about the top nigga.
That last question wasn't no valid question.
It was bullshit. I'll be a bit. Look,
it's two sides to it. If you got kids,
Get the fuck out.
If it's just you, hold your own. That's yours. But when you have your own to take care of them in the right way and get the fuck out of there. Because you don't even want to take a risk.
I feel that. I just,
fuck that.
We don't have any.
I don't even have time to be beating ass. I don't even want to deal with that shit. I want to come home, cook dinner, sit down and watch my TV.
You should check around your house.
You got the app?
I'm about to get the app on my phone.
You mean, shit. Why'd you?
Because we got one in Waterford. Like, not too far from my house, but somebody was checking that shit at our school. Like, look at this. Somebody stayed right here.
Is it you?
They know their whole fucking address and shit. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up.
How far away did they stay from you?
Like,
You ever met him? You ever met him?
3 miles.
Probably didn't see him.
Probably didn't see him, but didn't know it.
Yeah, never know. I would never know.
Mm-hmm.
They just said the address on him.
This motherfucker is finna become just hunting niggas. This is happening.
Okay,
but keep in mind, you get that red dot for anything. We talked about that early in the beginning of the show. You get that red dot just for
pissing outside.
If you pissed outside. So it's a case by case basis. If he fucked the kid, yeah, go fuck him up.
Yeah,
but the guy who couldn't hold it and had to pee behind the garage.
And I'm going to say this with complete honesty.
Okay.
If you raping kids,
yeah,
you need to die.
Yeah.
Flat the fuck out.
Okay.
Take him out the game.
Yeah, but if you got the red dot for peeing behind your garage.
That's some bullshit.
That is some bullshit. But you get the red dot for that shit too.
But let's say you get charged for raping a girl. That's that, like, I think that's some bullshit.
You get charged but not convicted.
Let's say you get charged for raping a girl.
Most of the time the bitch wanted it, but.
Right.
Yeah, but you didn't say.
But you label as a sex offender.
On some Kobe shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You wanted it, but yeah.
That type of shit. See, that's another type of shit. That's why I don't look at that.
That's what he was telling Carl what to do. He was like, yeah, just go rape her.
No.
No.
They're not all winners, man. I tell a lot of jokes on the show. They're not all winners. I'll be fucking honest with them. I'll be honest with them. They're not all winners, man. They're not all winners.
Hey, you remind me of, like, a black Tosh.0, dog. That's what I would compare you to.
I've seen that motherfucker. No, I wish I was Tosh.0 so I have a big fucking screen to do my work for me. That would be nice to have a big fucking screen to do my work for me. We read off a couple questions, cut this shit short.
No, you need to be on. You need to be on the radio.
Why? They would never allow me on the fucking radio.
You need to be on the radio. You don't need to be on the TV though.
He drinks. Oh, this motherfucker.
What you say?
No, that's exact. You don't need to be on TV. You need to stay on radio. Whole ass bitch.
Sneak dissing ass nigga, dog.
And white people don't even.
I caught it at the last fucking minute. Like,
he like, not all.
That's it, man. I think we did over an hour. We had to at this point.
Alright, let's wrap it up. Like condoms. Dipset this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy. It's T-Bid. Y'all follow me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? At T-Bid.
This nigga does not waste time with this shit.
TZS313. That's me. T-Bid313. T-B-I. No. T-B-I.
You're not spelling
ass.
T-Z-S-313. That's why you're going to eat.
It's your boy.
This nigga get 2-3 fans from this show. Now he's like, hey, Sam, it works.
You know how we do it, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm from 7 Mile. You know what I'm saying? Detroit, West Side, Best Side. You know what I'm saying? I hope and shit. That's what I do. Follow your boy. I'm kind of funny. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of funny?
I'm kind of funny.
I like how he said this shit. Like, well, don't expect a lot from me. I'm kind of. I'm all right. I repeat shit Sam says. That's about it.
And it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas suck at these. I holler. I'm out. Chill him. Dipset.
I ain't doing all that
shit. After all of that, anybody on Facebook
either? What is that shit? Bluebelly313. You know what I'm saying? On Twitter and shit. That's all I got for
you. Well, that's me.
Peace and love and chicken grease to everybody out here.
Alright, you catch me every week on this fucking show.
Also on the sex offender list. He said that he was on.
Or you can email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com or samshow@twitter.com. Pretty much all I got. I'll let y'all next week.
One love.